U.S. hiring remained strong in November in spite of slow economic growth and high inflation. The Labor Department reported that the economy added 263,000 jobs last month. That's down slightly from October's gain of 284,000. The unemployment rate also held steady at 3.7%. And average hourly pay rose 5.1% over a year ago. Democrats voted for a major shakeup to their presidential primary calendar. The Democratic National Committee Rules Panel picked South Carolina to be the first state to vote, followed by New Hampshire and Nevada a week later. President Biden had recommended the move to prioritize the party's diverse base, stripping Iowa of its traditional first-place status. The full DNC is expected to give final approval early next year. President Biden signed a bill today averting a rail strike that could have plunged the U.S. into a recession. It gives rail workers a pay raise, but does not include paid sick leave. The president, a staunch union ally, acknowledged the bill is not perfect, but insisted it was necessary to avoid an economic catastrophe.
Look, I know this bill doesn't have paid sick leave that these rail workers and, frankly, every worker in America deserves. But that fight isn't over. I want to thank Congress, Democrats and Republicans, for acting so quickly. I know this was a tough vote for members of both parties. It was a tough for me, but it was the right thing to do at the moment.
The president said the strike could have caused some 750,000 job losses and triggered major supply chain disruptions during the holidays. InfoWars host Alex Jones filed for personal bankruptcy today in Texas. Jones had been ordered to pay families of Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting victims nearly $1.5 billion for falsely calling the massacre a hoax. A Connecticut attorney representing the victims' relatives called the filing a, quote, cowardly move. The European Union has reached a deal to cap the price of Russian oil exports at $60 a barrel. Hours later, Australia and the group of seven nations, which includes the U.S., also agreed on the same price cap. The move aims to limit Moscow's profits off of oil sales to curb its war in Ukraine, while also keeping Russian oil on the market. Meanwhile, the Kremlin rejected Western demands today to completely pull out of Ukraine as part of any future peace talks. It came a day after President Biden said that he'd be ready to speak with Moscow only if President Putin is serious about ending his war by withdrawing forces. Also, a top advisor to Ukraine's President Zelensky made a rare acknowledgement that they have lost up to 13,000 soldiers in the conflict since February. That's well below Western estimates. In Ethiopia, civilians are still being killed by Eritrean troops in the Tigray region, weeks after the two main warring parties had signed a peace agreement. The Tigray Emergency Center reported that at least 111 civilians died in Tigray and 103 others were injured, according to data compiled over 7 days in late November. Dozens of other people were kidnapped and hundreds of homes were destroyed. Back in this country, red-hot lava from the Mauna Loa volcanic eruption is inching toward a main highway on Hawaii's Big Island. A lava road blockage would create serious problems for residents who regularly use the island's main east-west road. Locals are bracing for a tough commute.
When I think about how it's going to affect me, it's really devastating. I know that I'll still be able to work, but it's going to be way harder. I don't know many people that have a four-hour commute and 8 hours in a day.
The U.S. Geological Survey estimates that it could be at least a week before the lava reaches the highway. Hawaii's National Guard is already looking to set up potential bypass routes. Twitter has suspended Ye, the rapper formerly known as Kanye West, after he tweeted a picture of a swastika merged with the Star of David. It is the second time this year that his account has been suspended over anti-Semitic comments. Twitter CEO Elon Musk said that Ye's swastika post violated the platform's rule against inciting violence. The last of Arizona's counties to certify its midterm election results did so late Thursday, but only after a court order. Republican officials in rural Cochise County had refused to finalize results after falsely citing issues with vote counting machines. They finally approved the vote count after a judge ruled that the county broke state law in defying Monday's deadline. And stocks were mixed on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 35 points to close at 34,430. The Nasdaq fell 21 points, and the S&P 500 slipped 5. Still to come on the NewsHour, how Muslim American candidates made history in the midterms. David Brooks and Jonathan Capehart dissect the latest political news and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.